All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jerry Moore here on Friday. It is Friday, the 20th of January. The month is quickly slipping by here, isn't it? The proper tip of the day is to inventory your library and fill in the vacant spots. My private library is several hundred volumes. The combined library of the men and women I work with is well more than 1,000 volumes. It's on my list of things to do that needs to be done is to use the Dewey Decimal System to organize these books so that they're easily and quickly locatable. That would be a smart thing. Once you get past a couple hundred books, it gets to be burdensome to keep them in proper order so they can be quickly found. And a backup to that would be, of course, a 3x5 index card system using the Dewey Decimal System as well to make them easier. Once you get past 1,000 volumes, that would be a must, in my opinion. Dr. Huff has not joined us yet. My engineer, Julie, is diligently attempting to get a hold of him. I had some text communication with Dr. Huff last night concerning the FAA, Federal Aviation Administration, changing the guidelines for the heart health of pilots, all pilots, especially commercial airline pilots, not just private pilots, but commercial airline pilots, changing the parameters of what is considered acceptable with the EKG testing that takes place. So hopefully he'll be able to join us. And knowing Dr. Huff, he's probably looked into us enough that he can talk intelligently about it. Well, we have this new year ahead of us. All the different things that we're aware of and deal with have not gone away. We need to be aware of these things. Don't dwell on them. Don't paralyze yourself with fear. That serves no purpose. Just educate yourself, learn what you need to learn, and then move forward with your own life. It's quite frankly a bit schizophrenic to live a dual life where you're living what appears to be a normal life with work, family, church, social obligations, fun, vacations, while at the same time preparing for the end of the world as we know it. I've been doing it for decades. And many of the men and women I work with have been doing it for decades also. But that's the best way to do it. Using preparedness as the total and only focus of your life, I don't believe is wise. There are people who do that. It typically doesn't work out too well for them. But yes, I do know people that do that. And I'm going to see if I can push a button or two here and see if anything can happen. It doesn't look like anything's going to happen regarding Dr. Huff. So we're hoping that he can call in here and we can get him connected. That would be a really good thing. I always look forward to Dr. Huff. Okay, and we'll get Dr. Huff on the telephone if necessary. I'm looking forward to this year. I will be a speaker at the next Red Pill event. The location has not been determined yet or the date. I've interviewed G. Edward Griffin on this show before. Met Mr. Griffin's son at the, not the most recent Red Pill, but the one in Indianapolis this past summer. It turns out Mr. Griffin's son moved to Missouri as a consequence of listening to my show. That was a surprise to me, but that's what he did. Ed Griffin has been a voice of reason and intelligence to Americans for decades, going back to the 1960s. And he puts on these Red Pill expos all over the country. And I've been promised a speaking position in the next one coming up. So we'll see what happens there. And we do have patient waiting in the green room. My friend, Dr. Scott Huff, DC. Dr. Huff is my personal physician. He gives me advice regarding my health and well-being. We'll be talking about the events today and health-related matters. Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning.
Well, you sound all perky and alert this morning, sir.
I had a nice breakfast.
Well, good. Good for you, sir. Well, Doctor, before we get very deep into this, what's the website you want to give out and the office telephone, please?
The website would be Dr. C. Scott Huff. .com, and that's the best way to schedule a discovery call with me, so that way we can figure out if what way I offer is a good fit for you.
Okay, and the office telephone number?
That would be the best way to get a hold of me.
Okay, we'll leave it with the website, because we have people who do not have internet access, by the way. Well, Doctor, we had some text exchanges last night regarding what the FAA, the Federal Aviation Administration, did quietly with no fanfare in October. They changed the guidelines for what is acceptable for pilots, including commercial airline pilots, what's acceptable EKG readings. I forward you a link to that so you can get started on it. Have you had a chance to review any of that material, sir?
Sure have.
What's your conclusion about what's going on?
Well, it's pretty scary. In the general, scheme of things, that you've got people flying around in a tin can, and you've got a person that's flying it that they've got heart damage, or potentially have heart damage, as the account puts forth. Furthermore, when you look at the report from Kirsch, it's estimating that there's 50 million Americans that have sustained some kind of a heart damage from the shot. Wow.
It's breathtaking, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. They were just trying to, fulfill their, what they were being told to do so they could continue to fly. But sadly, what they point out in that report is that more likely that people will get COVID from having gotten the shot. They'll be hospitalized from COVID and other diseases. They'll die from COVID and other diseases. And you have an excellent chance of getting a lifetime heart damage at no extra charge.
Well, let's talk about men and women who are on the crews of these aircraft, which would be the pilots and the flight attendants. First of all, for the pilots, not so much the flight attendants. They sit too much. Typically, they're in a seated position continuously for hours and hours, 8 to 10 hours at a time. Plus, their body's going through these compression decompression cycles.
Yeah,
which for a healthy man or woman increases the chances of blood clots just simply because they sit too much, doesn't it?
Well, furthermore, I would acknowledge the fact that the EKG that they're talking about widening the parameters for, it's not a good screening tool for clots. So they're not even looking.
No, it's
clots.
A separate issue. It's a separate issue,
yeah.
Right. No. So we take men and women who are already at risk for blood clots, men and women who sit way too much, men and women who are in charge of a aluminum tube with 300 to 400 people behind them, and this change of the parameters, increasing the men and women with a heart that's not working at optimal levels. Now, the original EKG parameters meant that your heart was working at an optimal performance. And now, is that no longer the case, sir?
Actually, with last year's report, the FAA move also confirmed the vaccine skeptic report from the British study, which pointed out the risk of serious heart problems and myocarditis in men under 40 soars with each dose of COVID mRNA vaccine. So it's sharply higher than the risk from a coronavirus infection itself. Furthermore, the risk of myocarditis also doubled after the first Pfizer shot for men under 40. And that doubled again after the second, and doubled again after the third shot. almost 8 times the baseline risk. And then the risk of the problem after the second dose of Moderna vaccine, what was rather alarming, a second jab of Moderna increased the risk of problems 16-fold. Because each shot of Moderna shot contains 100 milligrams, sorry, micrograms of mRNA, while each Pfizer shot contains about 30, the findings suggest strongly that the heart risks are dose-related and likely to continue to rise with each additional shot.
Now, 16-fold is also 1,600%, isn't it?
Yep.
Breathtaking. Absolutely,
yes,
breathtaking.
It is. I mean, if people, had this context in mind, it would almost scare them not to even want to travel with airlines. And we'll see people wanting to drive more. Unless we resort to things like they did in England, where they, they set up environments where you can only drive within 15 minutes. You can't cross those borders.
Was that England or was that Australia?
I believe they're doing it in both places.
Well, it doesn't surprise me. I don't fly commercial. If there was a family emergency, I would, and had no choice, I would do so. Otherwise, I drive. And it's been said, and I haven't seen any documentation, that the men and women flying to Davos, Switzerland, for this World Economic Forum conference were encouraged to have pilots that were not vaccinated. Did you hear that also?
Yeah, I came across that as well. That was one of the rules for thee and not for me. So we want the guys that, stood up and said, no, we don't want the shot, because we want someone that's not going to potentially die while they're flying me around.
Right. I don't know they must have the tarmac at Davos must be incredibly large to have a 1,000 aircraft parked there all at the same time. I've never been in an airport, I don't believe. I've been at O'Hare and LAX, but that's a pretty large acreage to have that many aircraft parked at one time, isn't it?
Yep. First, and when you think of it, the hypocritical component that you've got all of these private jets that are flying in there, and yet what they're, barking about and belching about is, carbon footprint that people are creating.
Right.
One of the other things I'd note about from Kirsch is that he noted from the Epoch Times later this week, I'll publish a study that indicated the heart damage in over 20% of the pilots screened.
Well, that's why they made this change, because commercial aviation in this country would basically be severely hurt if they didn't change the guidelines for the EKGs, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah. Too many pilots would have been grounded, and that would be extremely problematic, for commercial aviation in the U.S., which is already, would be severely disrupted, period.
Well, of course, what they're doing is delaying the inevitable. I want your feedback on this, Doctor. My belief is that the heart issues that these pilots are already experiencing will not remain static, that they will increase and get worse for the majority of them. Is that an accurate assessment, sir?
That seems to be the timeline as we're seeing it, yes. From pilot to athletes, you name it. As the timeline progresses on, we're seeing it become more and more progressive, and it doesn't hold any. There's no holds barred in it. It's going to take whoever and whatever it wants. So where do we go from there? And plus, when you think of it, contextually, they're just talking about commercial airline pilots. That's not talking about our military that are meant to defend us. That's a
right.
Whole other batch of rotten apples there.
Absolutely. Well, a couple of nights ago, I think it was 3 nights ago, it may have been 4, Tucker Carlson interviewed Lieutenant Colonel Teresa Long, MD, flight surgeon, who was, before she became whistleblower, in charge of determining whether 4,000 men and women were fit to be pilots in the Army. Her recommendation, she did a written sworn affidavit, which is evidence that could be admitted in court, and gave sworn testimony before Congress. Her opinion was all pilots that have had the COVID clot shot should be grounded, not allowed to fly. So her prognostication is unfortunately proving to be true, isn't it, sir?
Yep. On a grander scale.
Well, it's one thing to ground commercial aircraft, which is disruptive to air travel, commerce, and people wanting to visit their relatives. It's another to put all military aviation at risk, which has been done, hasn't it, sir?
Yes, it has.
Doctor, we got a couple of callers on hold here. First, we have Amit in Massachusetts. Good morning, Amit.
Good morning, Mr. Moore, and good morning, Dr. Huff.
Morning.
I'm very happy that you are considering these new hazards of aviation. I just wanted to mention about two more, which are slow-acting, but acting nonetheless. And I think Dr. Huff can comment on that, whether that's baseless or has some something to think about. The first is that pilots developing cataracts from high ultraviolet radiation at the level they fly, say the cruising at 30,000 feet or so, and partly sitting in the front. So once I talked to a radiologist, and he said that there have been records that pilots as young as 40 have developed cataracts. And the second is radiation hazard. And I have even if someone has a cheap Geiger counter, one can take one aboard and easily see that at cruising altitude, they just count the counts per minute or events per minute. So at ground level, it might be 20, 30, 40, something in that range, with radiation events per minute. But at cruising altitude, it can easily become a few hundred or 1,500 or 1,200 or 1,300. So all I'm trying to say is that radiation hazard and of course, ultraviolet is also one type of radiation. So that is causing cataracts to pilots very early in their lives. Are two other which are perhaps never talked about. And I won't go into Ayurvedic concepts of aging faster when we travel. The mode or the elevation or the comfort does not matter. Just the matter of motion makes us have the disturbed air element, which makes us age faster. That's all I have to say. So I would like to see if Dr. Huff has any comment on that.
Okay, well, thank sure. you, Amit. Doctor, what's your response to Amit? Go ahead.
Well, yes, that is another consideration that, you know, the amount of radiation they're exposed to. When you're up in an airplane or depending on the elevation they're at or at high altitude in the mountains, the amount of radiation you would get would be that, you know, comparative to the amount of rad you'd get from a typical X-ray. Now, that's if you're, you know, one going up once, but they're going up repeatedly several times a day. So, yeah, you do have that. I think another factor that compounds that is the fact that our magnetic poles are weakening. From the late 1800s to about 2000, it lost about 10% of its magnetic strength. And then from 2000 to 2010, it lost another 5%. And from 2010 to 2020, we lost another 5%. So we've lost 20% of our magnetic pole strength. Now, that does not mean much off the cuff, but when you take in consideration that those magnetic poles create a torus of magnetic torus around the Earth, and that magnetic force is what deflects the space radiation, you know, from the sun. So that means that more is going to penetrate through the atmosphere, and since they're going to be closer to it, that could seem perceivably even compound problems from before.
Well said, Doctor. Now, let's talk about timeline a bit. I think we can count on maybe a year of having enough pilots that have not become disabled to continue normal commercial aviation activity. I don't believe we have 5 years before so many commercial pilots will be disabled that there's massive cutoffs of curtailment of commercial aviation. So my prognostication is 2 or 3 years from now, so many commercial pilots will be disabled, dead, unable to fly, that the commercial air traffic in worldwide will be dramatically smaller. Would that be a fair assessment, sir?
I would concur with that assessment for sure. On the path that we're headed, with the timeline that we've seen unfold so far, we're seeing that in not just in pilots, but also in quite a few other fields. And then even what Mike Rowe was talking about, that you've got, 7 million men in the United States that are, of qualified age and experience to be able to work, but they're choosing not to. And then he further pointed out that they're sitting at home, and when they self-reported what they were doing, and they were spending screen time. Now, the amount of screen time that's being reported was 2,000 hours a year. 2,080 hours is literally a 40-hour work week for a year. So that means that these people are doing a full-time job, sitting but doing nothing but little darts, dicking around on the Internet.
Right. Confirmation.
I just want to add one more angle, and I think that's my suspicion. Of course, I don't have any data. And I have said this over the show before, that the worker shortage we have has a significant contribution from working men or working age men dying or being disabled by the shot, as well as people changing their emotional mindset or makeup that they don't need to work. That's why we have full-time work on internet and not for a paycheck. So that's all I have to say. Thank you again, both.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Doctor, I was in a meeting yesterday with a young man, 40 years old, a 40-year-old husband with a couple of kids. And he said something that really got my attention. He says, John, the boys are all indoors looking at a screen. The girls are the ones outdoors playing. That was a bit of a surprise to me, but does that comport and conform to what you know also?
Yeah, that's what the data seems to show, is that we've got more and more boys hanging outdoors, which is kind of flipped, because when I was a kid, we spent all our time outdoors. My mother
right.
had to reel us back in at night after the sun had gone down. Go, get your butt inside.
Right. Yeah, my mother had a pair of lungs on her, and no matter where I was in the neighborhood, I could hear her yell out the back door for me.
Yeah, same here.
We got a caller on hold here. We got Sherry in Kansas. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, gentlemen. Dr. Huff, what was that that date you said about that went back to on the magnetic shield of the Earth weakening since then?
Late 1800s.
That's curious because, and I don't know that this would be true, but, since then we've had increased man-made EMF in the atmosphere. I don't know that has any effect on it, but that's just
my understanding. When you look at it, first we know that the sun, the magnetic poles in the sun flip. Literally, they flip every 11 years. Now, Earth, it does that, but it's over a much longer period of time, thousands of years. And yeah, we're about due for a flip, so that's kind of interesting. So I don't know how much what we make would have an effect on our magnetic poles, but the fact of the matter is that the magnetic poles are weakening. So, and it would probably take another flip, for them to recharge.
I heard someone say yesterday or the day before that they've changed the way they're keeping track in the military database, the DMED, on these things about the statistics, so it makes them hard to read on the clot shot.
Hold on, Sherry. We got a break. We'll be right back.
truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Mr. Sandman. Dear Liberty Man, my aches and pains are making it hard for me to sleep at night. Ugh, what's a girl to do? Signed, Sleepless in St. Louis.
You're sleepless. I recommend the Energy Cleaner. The Energy Cleaner transmits a healing electrostatic signal to every cell in your body, flushing out toxins, relieving pain, aiding with sleep. The Energy Cleaner is sold exclusively at my website, thelibertyman.com. And Sleepless, there's a bonus. Signed, The Liberty Man.
Thanks to the Energy Cleaner, I'm sleepless no more. And let's just say there's more action going on in the bedroom than snoring.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste by going to rbnhemppaste.com. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool. Down there I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. Back up and running full speed. Information error that can be life-saving, literally information that will help you understand what's going on. In the COVID section, we have more than 200 articles and videos regarding the COVID clot shot. Scroll down to number 7. Number 7 is 9 pages, single-spaced. A judge forced Pfizer to release these seven pages. 9 pages, single-spaced, with the what's called side effects, what I call direct effects of the COVID-19 vaccination clot shot. It's all right there that you can read, most of which I'm not a healthcare professional. I've never heard of, quite frankly. The products that will help you, like the Energy Cleaner, Liberator Rocket Heater, the commercial quality harvest-dried, freeze-dried equipment that you can install in your home is all at my website. You can place your order right there using PayPal for your Energy Cleaner and your mattress pad. You can call my toll-free order line 24 hours a day. That's 800-592-9543. Visiting with Dr. Scott Huff, And the website is thedrtscotthuff.com. Did I get that right, Doctor?
You said Dr. Steve Charlie Scott Huff?
Dr. T Tango Scott Huff.
Charlie.
Dr. T Charlie. Dr. Charlie Scott Huff. Gotcha. The Dr. C Charlie Scott Huff website. Okay, got that squared away. Let's get back to Sherry. You had a question or a comment, Sherry, a follow-up. Go ahead.
Well, I heard someone say in the last few days that something about they've made it harder for researchers to gather information off of DMED. They've done something to it. Do you know anything about that, Doctor?
No, I haven't.
Yeah,
sorry.
Somebody said that it's making it harder for them to gather stuff off the military database.
Well, it is being done by the government, and they do, tend to complexify things.
Yeah. About the young men, I really don't think that the military should be able to recruit at the secondary schools because they really, I think they're taking all our, feeding these guys all this hype and taking all our young men into the military, and they don't care about them if they get hurt and stuff. What we saw in Gulf War 1 and 2 was there was a lot of guys that died from stuff that they did to them in the military with all those different things. And it wasn't just one thing. And, we're in a lot of senseless wars, and that's where some of our...
Sure, they're not taking all the young men. If you have 1,000 18-year-old high school seniors, only 250 of them could join the military if they wanted to. The other 750 would not be allowed to join the military. So they're certainly not getting everybody, not even close. In fact, they're not meeting their recruiting the numbers at all. They're desperate. They've discontinued the clot shot in an attempt to get more of that 250 young men to join, or women as far as that goes. So they're far, far away from taking all our young men, because 3 out of 4 couldn't join the military if they wanted to.
Well, and that gets to other aspects of what Congress mainly has allowed to happen because of the food supply. And, you're talking about people, them being overweight or just not a high enough IQ.
Overweight, too dumb, too drugged up, too many criminal convictions. And these standards are much lower than they were half a century ago, much lower. If we had the same standards we had half a century ago, it might be only 1 out of 10 could join the military.
Well, they've been, you only got very few vaccines when you were a child, John, and I'm just a few years behind you. I got a few more, but since 1989, when the vaccine thing went into effect, the law of 1986, those children have gotten more and more vaccines, and then in middle of the 90s. They started GMOing the food, and what else? Cell phones came in the 90s, and, sonograms. They used to not do sonograms because they knew it was dangerous, but now a baby can get several sonograms while it's still in the womb, and to me...
Well, the sonograms don't have anything clinical to do with it. It's more often not just the curiosity of the parents. It's not necessary. It is still unhealthy as it was before. You're literally taking the fluid inside of all the cells and vibrating it. Heck, I even went to graduate school with a a diagnostic ultrasonographer, and she'll tell you the same thing. No, it's not healthy to do that. So there's no need to do it. And maybe people are just doing it because they want to find out the sex of the baby. Well, before we did all that, people just had to be surprised and go, oh, it's a boy.
Yeah. So these kids have a lot of things against them these days. All right. Thanks. Bye.
Okay. Thanks for the call, Sherry. Your call number is 512-248-8252. What direction would you like to go next, doctor?
Good question. Oh, well, let's look at it from the context that you've got people with, cardiac dysfunction. And, when dealing with that, what's the path that they like to put a person? Well, you've got heart dysfunction, so we want to perfunctorily put you on statin. We want to perfunctorily, make sure your blood pressure is regulated so we can do things with that and try to, decrease your blood pressure. Problem with the statin is now you're changing the lipid bilayer of all your cells. That's not a good thing to screw with. Not at all. And if a person's got problems like that, good. Well, we need to go through and identify what's unique to your circumstances, which is what I do. And then once we've identified that, we can, apply the appropriate measures so that that person can actually restore the lipid bilayer that weight to the ratio that it's supposed to be. Now you have cells that allow nutrients, to go in and out of the cells and have appropriate cellular communication like they're supposed to.
All right. Would you like to expand on that, doctor?
Sure. Well, as I said, when we're looking at the medical paradigm, if you've got an arrhythmia, you've got a heart murmur, you've got AFib. That's another common one since people have been getting injected is AFib, and they're chronically in AFib. And trying to get them out of it, the medical approach is to scrape on the person's heart. They medically go in and scrape and create scar tissue on the heart wall, to change what the heart is doing. Now, even one of my best friends did that her father did that while I was in school, and they punctured his heart, and he died on the table. I'm like, you've got one job to do. Oh, but when you're looking at it, the heart is a muscle that has to contract 24/7 your entire life.
Right.
It has to keep going. So, and if you don't have the balance of the nuts and bolts that are needed there and the appropriate autonomic nervous system balance, the heart can't do its job. So that's what I do, and that's why I offer that service. It's one of the many things that I can do, through my website. And I sent you the link on that, so that way you've got exactly what it is.
Okay, I'll have to check that out. Well, doctor, just in the last week, I've met two men who got the clot shot, and they now regret it. This is not something isolated. This is probably happening all over the country, don't you think?
Oh, yes. I've spoken to many about that. And whether they're symptomatic or not from having the clot shot, generally the remiss tends to come from the fact that, wow, these are the things that have started happening since I've had the shot. It's rare that I find a person that's had the shot and they're like, oh, yeah, everything's great, and now I regret it. The only thing they regret is after they start hearing all the other people that are having problems since they've gotten the shot. And it's weird with some, like there's this, when you give them information, they'd rather have information that confirms, like a confirmational bias, support their position that what they did was right. Because the idea that facing it, the notion that what they did could have been wrong, means that they have to accept the fact that they could have results from it that they don't want.
Well, that reminds me of the quote I believe Mark Twain said, it's easier to fool somebody than to convince them that they've been fooled.
Yes.
What a sad commentary on human nature, but that seems to be pretty ubiquitous, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And historically, it's like those that be in power, their position is to facilitate people being more stupid. I mean, Dietrich Bonhoeffer used to talk about that when he was in prison in Germany, that he couldn't understand why his own countrymen were attacking his own countrymen and turning them in and, you know, saying and doing stupid, crazy things. And when he was put into the prison, that was one of the things he ended up doing, was reflecting on that and going, why would this happen? What could allow this type of thing to happen? And, you know, he surmised it was just based on stupidity. And the saddest part of it all is, no matter how much logic or information or fact-based presentation you provide, you could not convince the stupid person to not be stupid.
Right. Right.
It was a fruitless effort from his perspective.
Well, and that was from personal experience that he dealt with firsthand, wasn't it?
Yeah. And sadly, he was hanged 2 weeks before our troops, made it to the concentration camp that he was at, where he could have been potentially saved.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing. Got a question or comment? We got open lines at 512-248-8252. Have you spent any time looking into protocols to help people that have got the clot shot to possibly help them, sir? Is that something you've been looking into?
I've looked at what a lot of people have out there, and unfortunately, the downside of it is that it doesn't take into context your biochemical unique individuality. Okay, you could have three people, they all got the clot shot, but they all have different symptomology, they all have different parameters that affect their health, their environmental input, you're looking at their nutritional status, you're looking at their microbiome, all these different factors play out as to how your body functions, and if they don't make a change in those, it's hard for them to get better. So, I've seen protocols, but just blanketing everybody with a protocol, doesn't necessarily apply. I mean, one of the common things that they'll say is like, oh, everyone needs zinc. As I've stated before, what form of zinc does that person need, based on what criteria? Because, the different forms of zinc perform differently in the body and, have different changes. So it's about identifying what's unique to each person's biochemical individuality, and then applying what's necessary for that so that their body can do what God intended to do, which is balance, self-regulate, and heal.
Right. Dr. Weir, call and hold her. Pat in Texas. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning. I just wanted to say that my understanding and what I've read, even Sanjay Gupta, doctor, the magnesium, if it's too deficient in our diets, and there's one guy saying this cheese will ruin your heart. my understanding is magnesium will also stop clotting. So we wouldn't have to call it that. We'd just call it experimental DNA change in shot. Maybe give it another acronym or something, So, do you agree with that?
Experiments on the populace, for sure.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
I said it's been quite the experiment on the populace, for sure.
Right, but it's like 300 bodily uses. I'm trying to train. You just hit my. I have a niece, and the doctors want to do that ablation on her, and I said, Cassie, could you just please take some magnesium? I do. And they said I had too much. I said, you can't even test it well, because your body's going to take out of your bones whatever it needs. She's already got all kind of titanium rods and everything in her bones, breaking them, And she can't understand. And I said, I wouldn't even believe a doctor who told me that my magnesium was too high.
Why did they want to put titanium rods into her bone?
Oh, she's already got it. She's shattered her feet. If people only knew that the magnesium goes in your bones and makes them hard. God didn't make us to fall apart like that. But, you know...
Quality is a lot of biochemical components that make the bones hard. You're looking at, first and foremost, you need to have stress to the bones. If you don't stress the bones, they don't get hard, which is why people need to do a physical exercise, you know, which is weight-bearing, so that way the bones have the stress to remodel. When you look at the bones, they have to move. That's why when it doesn't make sense that when you take it and do a fusion, that you can expect that the bone's going to be healthy, because for that bone to remodel, to make itself hard, it has to move. So if it's not moving, how is it supposed to stay hard? And then three, yeah, you're looking at a lot of different, many different factors. You know, when you're looking at the bone and its bone health, for hormonal effects, to nutrients and minerals, there's a lot of different things. It's not just one thing. You can have a variety of different things that people are having. Yes?
Doctor, we have our last break. Pat, thank you for your call. We'll have Doctor give a summary at the end of this break.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. Rad. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our 5th bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They got to be tired, the Revs. They got to be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, you take the left wing. I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back to this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're going to sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Well, Doctor, you got about... 2.5-3 minutes here to summarize your thoughts today, sir.
Okay, well, I'd have to say that a lot of what we're seeing here, you know, reflects back upon the principle of ultimate admittance. And what that defines is, you know, all that you've done and are doing, both passive and active, as you are where you are right now. You get in life what you tolerate and negotiate. So, you know, yes, your life situation and all that comes in with it, good, bad, and ugly, rests on your shoulders alone, no one else's. You know, don't try to say, well, it's because I have this genetic, you know, component, because your genes actually respond to the environment. So, you know, and we are basically a principal source of what state health we are in. So, you know, and everything's a reflection of the choice that you've made and then the choices that you're not making as well. So, you know, with people looking to, you know, change that outcome, yes, I can help. You know, it takes work, you know, and, you know, but that's what I can consult them through. So that's what the website's for. Now, you go through that, and they can actually schedule it. If they don't have internet access, I'd suggest go to the public library. They have computers that you can use there, you know, to do that there. You know, that's how you can get the ball rolling. What's that?
Absolutely. We have a lot of listeners that do that, Doctor. They go to the local public library to access the internet. That's an excellent, excellent thought.
Indeed. So, you know, but the balance protocol that I apply gives you exactly what you need to change the state of your, because of the framework and the knowledge it provides. But the person has to take personal responsibility in that. You know, that's where I'm rather picky or choosy when it comes to the people I'm going to work with, because they have to be willing to accept, you know, that you can never expect anyone else to, you know, have your health at your best interest. So that's
right,
why you
right.
have to take charge of it.
Well,
and you're not. Can't blame anyone else other than yourself, you know, for your current state of health.
Well, half a century ago, before I met my wife, Dr. Moore, my attitude was, as a 25-year-old, I could eat whatever I want, not eat what I don't want, do whatever I want to do. And if something hurts, I'll just go to a medical doctor and get a pill to make that hurt go away. Dr. Moore changed all that, but that's probably how a lot of Americans live their lives, isn't it?
It is, you know, but the fabulous news is that, you know, that these people can actually learn, you know, the steps on how to dynamically shift, you know, to a state of health rather than accepting, you know, the, you know, a diagnosis that, oh, I'm sorry, you're SOL. You're just going to have to live with it or die with it or, you know, become disabled from it.
That's right.
I believe that.
That's
right. I would be where I am today.
Well, I continue to meet people randomly around the community who are clients, patients of yours. You know, I tend to affiliate and associate with really high IQ, bright people. And that's typically, not all the time, but typically the majority of your patients, aren't they?
Correct. And they don't need anyone's permission to have well-being.
Roger that. Doctor, thank you. We're out of time. We'll have you back in 2 weeks. We appreciate you being with us, sir.
Good talking to you, John. Have a great weekend.
Okay. Thank you. We have a top of the hour break. We'll be back with Brady, and we'll get caught up on what's going on with the Liberated Rocket Heaters. Stay tuned.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC. Summersville, Missouri. 417-932-6419.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.